The assassination is despicable, regardless of whether you agree or disagree with Charlie Kirk's views. What happened is horrific, but you can't really be surprised. For some time now, political divisions within the United States have been getting worse. You know, very harsh, toxic language used against political opponents, persons with opposing views, you know, they're essentially labeled as enemies. And a society that crime, where, you know, crime has, is seen to have gotten out of control, and the drug situation is seen to have gotten out of control. And now you get killings of high-profile political activists. You have seen Democrats being attacked, shot dead too. You have seen Republicans and those on the right being attacked. And Charlie Kirk is a victim of this. What can the response be? A man gets killed by an assault rifle, probably, and you celebrate it. I think it's despicable. Yeah, I think, you know, people can have different viewpoints. You try and discuss them. You try and you can disagree. You can disagree very vehemently. But to say that such a person ought to be killed because you have a different view, I think it shows a very sorry state of affairs and a coarsening of public discourse. In Singapore, our situation, you know, is so far we have avoided some of the things that you are seeing in other countries. We have a much calmer situation, but there are some worrying signs. PAP government tries to keep a broad tent and tries to be as inclusive as possible, but it means making compromises. And I see some worrying trends where some politicians are playing the politics, identity politics, based on race, based on religion. We have seen that. And in every country, there is profit, political profit in doing that. If we go down that route, well, ultimately, Singapore will suffer. So far, we have largely avoided it. Yeah. But I see worrying signs. And I hope Singaporeans will continue to eschew identity politics. The moment we go down the route and we encourage politicians who play identity politics, then that's highly corrosive for society. And that's I think, a key lesson.